Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Man, he knew how to craft a tune and kick off a jazz show. That was L.A. native, saxophonist, composer, and arranger, the great Herb Geller, with the 1955 song If I Were a Bell off his The Gellers LP.
And you know what that's from? That's from a Frank Lesser play called Guys and Dolls.
Indeed. You just informed me of that. That's nice. I did not realize that.
Yeah, Dinah Washington does a wonderful version of that as well.
The things you learn. At the age of eight, Herb got an at the age of eight, Herb got an alto saxophone, and 2 years later, he got a clarinet. Then it was at the age of 14 when he heard Benny Carter perform at the Orpheum Theater in L.A. That made him want to journey into music for good. And at 16, he had his first professional gig sitting in with the band of jazz violinist, the great Joe Venuti. From there, he went on to New York City, played some gigs with the best, and came right on back to L.A., where he played with the likes of Shorty Rogers, Maynard Ferguson, the great Shelly Man, Barney Cassell, Quincy Jones, and on and on and on, including Chet Baker. His wife, Lorraine Geller, died of an acute asthma attack in 1958 when he was just 30 years young. He was deeply depressed and decided to go on tour through Brazil with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and he did not return to the United States. Instead, he stayed in Sao Paulo for 6 weeks playing bossa nova music at a local club, and then he got on a boat and went straight for Europe, specifically Germany. He played lead alto and arranged for the big band of NDR in Hamburg, and it was then that he made Hamburg, Germany his home, and they loved him there. In 1996, the Senate of the Government of Hamburg gave him the title of professor, and in 2005, he was knighted for his achievements in jazz with the title Ritter der Ronenburg. He lived to the age of 85, and now his music stands as a timeless testament to his energies. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from that town that heals that jazz ache you have, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to move around the dance floor with some tasty, fresh tunes. In that frame of mind, we stay here on Neon Jazz. This next act was made in New York, and it's the band Across 7th Street, here with their 2004 song, Apollo 7. Thank you.
you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the jazz clarinetist from the streets of Camden, Jersey, Boniface Ferdinand Leonard Buddy DeFranco, or as the world called him, Buddy, with the 1956 song Little Girl Blue off his LP Cooking the Blues. He started his career in swing music and big bands with the best in the business like Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Woody Herman. And when that fad started to erode away, he became one of the very few bebop clarinetists and an architect of that early sound. He has released dozens of albums as a leader, and he's teamed up with many others over a very long and satisfying career in this here jazzcraft. Coming at you next on this hour of Neon Jazz is the Five Play Jazz Quintet with their 2013 song, The Girl You Look Right Past.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Herb's wife from the top of the hour, Mr. Geller. Pianist Lorraine Geller with the 1958 tune Clash by Night off her album At the Piano. She started out with the all-female big band Sweethearts of Rhythm. That's when she met Herb and started playing with Claude Thornhill. Together, the couple tore up the West Coast jazz scene, playing all over the place. You know, the John Williams that crafted the Star Wars music and hundreds of other Hollywood scores, but this John Williams is the jazzy one. Here he is with his trio in 1956 with the tune Baubles, Bangles, and Beads.
Thank you. Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm Joe Domino.
That was jazz man and educator Lyle Rusty Diedrich with the 1957 song All God's Children Got Rhythm off a Salute to Bunny Berrigan album. Initially, he worked with clarinetist and saxophonist Dick Stable before joining Red Norvo. After a few years in Norvo's band, he joined the great Claude Thornhill, and there we hear that name again reverberating around the show. He played brilliantly for years before he joined the faculty of the Manhattan School of Music in 1971 and eventually became its director of jazz studies. I've said it before, I love it when these guys cross over and teach the others how to play that jazz. This next tune is a solid, playful shout-out to the 1920s. Here are the Redheads with the tune You Should See My Tootsie, just like it was played in those old dime stores back in the day. Thank you.
you shutting my tutting? I claim that you see a nice baby, I took one look and what did I see? Nice eyes, blue sky, perfect for me. Showed her to mother, to dad and brother. They told each other, she's fine. I don't know whom you've seen, but I'll bet you ain't seen nothing yet. You should see that tootsie of mine.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was English jazz pianist Gordon Beck with his quartet backing him up on the 2006 song Backwards Bop off his Seven Steps to Heaven album. The London native attended Pinner County Grammar School, the same school that taught Reg Dwight, or as the world would know later on, Elton John. As a kid, he studied piano, but he decided to go in and have a career in engineering. But he got back into music after spending some time in Canada, where he was exposed to the works of George Shearing and Dave Brubeck. I'd say so. This is another tune that will get stuck in your head. Here's Walt Weisskopf with his quartet on the 2009 song, The Long Hot Summer. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Detroit native and trombonist Frank Rosolino with another tune from that jazz period of the 1950s that we were so fond of over this past hour. That was the 1956 song I'll Never Forget, What's Her Name? Rosolino was active in many L.A. recording sessions and performed with the likes of Frank Sinatra, Sarah Vaughan, Tony Bennett, Peggy Lee, and I could go on and on and on, but we got to get out of here. So as the lights begin to fade on this hour of jazz, we're going to leave with the great modern-day pianist Xavier Davis leading his trio with the 2007 song Milk with the Kool-Aid Chaser. And I'm thinking that should have been the theme of this program the whole time. And thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that defies and defends the odds, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yes, sir.
Like what you heard? Let us know. We love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Well, that was a good piece of... Ooh, we're out of time.
Ooh, yeah. Good night, Tootsie.
Good night, Dick.
What do you want for nothing?
Neon Jazz.